effortlessly settled in after unbroken mindfulness for the last 40 minutes or so. So easily feel our mind settled in our body, our body filling every nook and cranny of our kind and interested and relaxed attention. For now, just one more sitting where we take our usual undifferentiated, scattered, or self-absorbed attention and we point it, we gather it to again and again to our body, our primary anchor. Just keep refining a little bit. Letting ourselves feel secluded. We're generally so outer focused, or mental focused, that we often don't feel the joyful seclusion of interior world of body and moods and direct experience of sounds, sensations. The instruction up to this point is, even though it's been done systematically or gradually, it's not really a prescription of what you should do now. Now moods, now sounds, now breath, now that. It's really more of a description of what you will inevitably notice if you are collected, composed, settled in real time. You will notice the body breathing. And we give a little selective attention to that, or to the hands, or the whole body. But you will notice sounds. And you'll notice moods, states of the heart, states of mind, strong emotion sometimes. The last piece of instruction, which is really just a description of what you have noticed and what you will inevitably notice, is the arising of thoughts and images. And you're invited, when a thought or an image arises and is known, to just acknowledge this is thinking. And to be very welcoming to the thinking mind. As I mentioned earlier in the retreat, thinking is to the mind like a sound is to the ear, like a smell is to the nose, like a taste is to the tongue, like a sensation is to the body. It's a sense experience. So we should not in any way wish to be rid of thoughts or have an aversive relationship to this natural sense experience, but rather, the problem is that we tend to be absorbed in them, lost in them, dominated by them. Instead, we want to make that liberating shift from being carried along by the thinking mind to noticing it, relating to the thinking mind instead of relating from it. And for that reason, we simply try to notice. And in the course of noticing the thinking mind, we can understand the Dharma. The thoughts are their own thinkers. The thoughts think themselves. notice how the thoughts, when recognized, we see what happens to them. We see their ephemeral nature, they're empty. Just a little snippet said that we have 65,000 thoughts every day, and that 90% are repeats from the day before. In any case, they think, thoughts, minds think. We're thinking machines, so we want to be able to notice. And in the course of noticing, you may notice certain common themes of the thinking mind. And this is where it can be sometimes helpful to simply notice, this is the planning mind. This is the rehearsing mind. This is the comparing mind, the judging mind, the analyzing mind, so that we become more interested in the process of thinking rather than the particular content of a plan or an analysis. You say, oh, there's the thinking mind thinking, the planning mind planning. And when the thoughts have been recognized, and they often self-liberate, and there's nothing to do about them or undo, but when they fade away, we, in support of remaining anchored to real time, we still put our mind attention back in our body, keep gathering just here to this point of life, the intimate connection with life right where it connects with us. Without this body, no Buddha, no awakening. Just this moment, just this feeling of sitting with a welcoming, gracious attitude about the inevitable arising of these different sense experiences. Thoughts included. And when you realize you've been lost in thought, that's just that thoughts arose and mindfulness just didn't happen to arise to recognize it. So when thoughts are unrecognized, they are bent by their nature to create a little virtual world, fake universe, until it is that we wake up and notice, oh, that's the thinking mind. So no judgment about the fact that mindfulness didn't arise. It's not personal. It's a condition. The condition of mindfulness is enhanced by the seeds that we plant in as many moments as possible of being mindful, being aware. Sometimes there's being aware and sometimes not. It's not your fault. It's just a condition. So enjoy the moments of aware presence, embodied, aware, undistracted, as long as it lasts. Supported by the anchor. Supported by each experience that can be known. Equal opportunity mindfulness. Just this moment. Senses open.